This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey, dog lovers. This is Have Dog Will Travel. I'm Josh.
And I'm Christy.
Except actually this time, this is Have Dog Can't Travel.
Quarantine edition.
Yeah, special edition. So, to give you a little insight as to what's happened, we actually did a Zoom meeting with some folks. And, well, I'll let Christy explain it.
We invited some dog parents into a video call with us to describe their experience quarantining with their dogs. They shared tips and tricks and funny and interesting and kind of weird stories, but it's very entertaining, and we did it all on video call. It was our first video podcast.
Yep, so it's actually all on YouTube, so we'd love for you to go to our YouTube channel and check it out there if you can. We're going to try and create some more video content for you folks. But if you're an auditory learner, then you can listen to it right here. So, that being said, here you go. All right, hello everybody. Welcome to Have Dog Can't Travel. Thank you so much for joining us with your pups. We're so excited to see you guys. I guess we'll start with doing a quick introduction. Tell us who you are and who your pup is. And everyone's order is different, so I'll just say your name and you can go from there. Brittany, would you like to start?
Hi, I'm Brittany. This is Theo. She's almost three, and she's a sassy little French bulldog.
Oh, hi, Cleo.
Hey, Cleo.
All right, Lindsay, you're up.
Well, that was my dog that was barking, and he's at the door. I'm Lindsay, and my English bulldog, Max, was adopted. He's a rescue, and he is just about with us for 3 months.
Nice. How old is he?
They don't know. Three, four, young-ish. He's no old man, but he's no baby either.
Where did you adopt him from?
We adopted him from the Georgia English Bulldog Rescue.
Yeah.
Yay, Rescue.
Yeah, we have friends there.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Kurt?
Had to unmute myself. Yeah, my name's Kurt. This is Tofu. She's a big yawn. She's a little mutt. She's a mix between two other tiny breeds. About 4.5 pounds. And I've had her for 6-ish years now. It'll be 6 years in July. And I actually found her on the street back in Ohio. So she's been with me ever since.
Oh, hi, Tofu. All right. Randall.
Hey everybody, I'm Randall. That's Shadow. You can kind of see him up at the corner.
Hang on. One sec. Stella's losing her mind. Someone must have dared close their car door down the street.
Yeah, how dare they? But I'm Randall. That's Shadow. He's actually eating back there at the top of the stairs. I adopted him through Rescue Me Georgia. He'll be six in July, and I got him in September when he was a couple weeks old.
Awesome. Adele?
Hi, I'm Adele. This is Madam Gergi. She is currently a foster who's been with me for 3 very interesting weeks.
But I'm sure we'll hear more about it later.
Yeah, I definitely have questions.
Yeah, so we're going to circle back.
you've stepped into one of the most interesting dog fostering situations that I think I've ever heard of. So
I've learned more about dogs than I've ever wanted to know.
Okay. Oh, good. We can't wait to hear.
It's fine. She's great.
All right. Katie? Katie, you're up.
Oh, that's me. I'm Katie, and I have 2 pugs, and they're both extremely lazy and trying to sleep. So this one that was in my Instagram, now I'll abuse her again. This is Peaches, Miss Peach.
Miss Peach.
This is my young one. I rescued her 3 years ago. She'll be 7 next week. So she's a sweet babe. Somebody had bought her just to breed her and then kind of threw her away. So I rescued her. And then my other puggy is dead asleep in the corner. You can't really see him unless I move my computer. He'll be 15 in July. I've had him since he was 4 months old. So
happy birthday, old man.
I know. His name is Professor Puddin, and he's the sweetest thing in the world. And he's
Wait, what day in July?
What day in July? 21st.
21st. We're both July birthdays. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah. So he'll be 15. He's doing pretty good. But if anybody has little smush face dogs, you know, they tend to have little back leg issues, and that's that's his issue now. But besides that, he's still playful for 15. He's just sleepy.
Oh,
so. Right.
Can't see him right now.
That's awesome.
Morgan.
Hi. I'm Morgan. All right. This is Penny or Penelope Joe. And Penelope is a long story, but I rescued her, I guess, at the Atlanta Humane Society. Aww. She was only like 2.5 months old, so she was just the cutest thing in the world. Ain't that right? And she's a little bit of a cat, a lot of bit of a cat.
Old McDonald, tell us about Bo.
Bo, who's right here on the couch while I'm on the floor. Bo is a 105-pound pit lab bloodhound mix. Mm-hmm. He came from Atlanta Lab Rescue. They pulled him from the Douglas County shelter on his euthanasia date.
Yeah,
on the day he was supposed to be put down, they pulled him, and he had some medical issues. He'd been hit by a car. He needed a plate with 11 screws in his leg, and I was just going to foster him and rehab him, but that was 3 years ago, so...
He's still healing.
Yeah,
not.
Exactly. And then we have another dog named Gracie. She's 13. I found her on Memorial Drive 13 years ago, and she's asleep. So, yeah.
Not to be bothered.
Yeah. Look at Bo. We got Bo's posing.
Yeah, there he goes.
He does. All right. He's on him now. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right, Sabine.
Hi, I'm Sabine. I have two dogs. This is Maui, Jack Daniels, Ham and Goose. I got him for Christmas a few years ago. And then this is Jada. Aww. Just Jada. And this is Maui's daughter. We had a little mishaps with the neighbor's dog.
Wow.
And okay.
Now I have to take responsibility. Now I have two dogs.
Wow. Okay. All right.
You know, speaking of mishaps, my mom's, one of her Pyrenees just had 7 puppies. So, if anyone's interested in a full-blooded Pyrenees puppy,
it's a little oopsie.
No more.
Little balls of solid white.
Yeah.
All right, Jody.
So I'm Jody, and I have Frenchie Georgia.
Oh,
Frenchie Luna's at my feet sleeping.
Oh.
Luna is my shadow. She follows me everywhere. Everywhere, she is my shadow, my little best friend. She's definitely my little best friend. And the other one's like a rambunctious toddler. Georgia's a handful.
I feel like if Stella could talk, then the next time I go to the urologist, I would bring her because she could answer all the doctor's questions about my urinary habits, frequency, flow.
Oh, Luna definitely could. She sits and whines at the door. So I now leave it cracked. It's terrible.
Yeah. Mm. All right, and Noemi.
Hi guys, how are you? In Los Angeles with that little shadow of a white or whatever that is over there. That's Sadie. She's happening. She's 13 years old, gonna be 14 this year, and she got rescued from a friend of mine from Barks of Love. But before that, they found her on Craigslist. That they had to pick her up, otherwise she was going to be euthanized. So they actually rescued her before I got her, and then I fostered for 3 weeks, and then I ended up taking her. So my little baby over there.
And she looks like she could be Stella's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we have some specific questions, and then any kind of stories that you just want to share that have come up as a result of the situation that we're all going through. But to start, I got to start with Adele, and I want to hear about your, first of all, thank you for fostering. I've heard that Lifeline is basically empty right now because so many people are fostering dogs during this quarantine, which is such a beautiful thing. And thank you for being one of them. And so I'd like to hear a little bit about what led you to that decision and what it's been like for you since.
So I've been wanting to foster for a long time. I grew up with dogs, but just with the schedule and living with three other roommates, I've always just been very hesitant to take on the responsibility. So with COVID-19 hitting, I was like, well, this is the perfect time if ever I was going to foster. And probably like the week when things really started, when, you know, shit really was hitting the, or poop was hitting the fan.
Semi-family friendly.
Yeah.
When the week when it was all kind of starting to happen, I had already started like sheltering in place except for going to the shelters. And I did go to Lifeline. I actually went to three shelters because I was looking for a dog that was under 30 pounds because I just wasn't ready to take on something that size. And I know my, I just gravitate towards smaller dogs anyways. Like, I'm like, you have to snuggle and cuddle me. clearly. So I actually got Gergi from Paws, which is Conyers area, I think. I don't know. It's down by South Decatur area. And she, when I first got her, she had a cough. She was getting over a cold, some kennel cough or something. So we were on meds for that. And then I think I'd had her for, I'm looking at my calendar, about a week and a half when we realized Gergi was pregnant.
Oh, jeez.
And nobody knew that. And through a very long day, Gergi had 7 miscarriages.
Oh, no.
So her first one was like this black bubble. I'm sorry, that's gonna get graphic. I'll keep it from getting too graphic, but like I was taking pictures and texting. Like, the people at the shelter have been very responsive, very friendly. They've been checking in a lot. But she had like just gotten over her cold, and then all of a sudden this giant black alien thing is coming out, and I'm like, is it like a urinary infection? I don't know. And she ended up having 6 that night, and they were all it was just too early. One I thought maybe I could save, but even if she did take to it, it wasn't developed quite enough. And then the next morning she had one more in bed. But she was on a towel on top of a blanket.
No, sorry, quick question. Don't most of the shelters automatically spay or check to for that, or? I'm not trying to throw Paws under the bus because
No.
I'm just curious.
No, I think this was a rare situation. Gergi had been at that shelter maybe a month, and then they got her from a kill shelter somewhere up north. She had already had puppies because she's got mama nipples. And I think what had happened is because she was sick and on meds, and then with the big rush of COVID hitting and then the shelters getting swarmed by people, that she just fell through the cracks is what I'm guessing. I would have never guessed she was. I have no idea. She was so skinny to begin with. The fact that she pushed out 7, I don't know how she was still walking, but we're fattening her up. Aww. And as she bounced back like really quick. We had one very long night, and she ended up attaching to a dragon toy that I gave her, but not in a good way. So I had to take it away. But the good news is we have reintroduced the dragon, and she does like it now, but in a good way. So yeah, so that was all unexpected.
It's quite.
You went from no dog to taking on this wow. Extremely.
Did you have dogs when you were a kid?
Yeah, I grew up with cats, and then in middle school and high school, we had 2 dogs, and my parents have 2 dogs. They had passed away. My parents have 2 more dogs. All of them, except for one, were adopted. So I grew up with dogs, but I haven't actually lived with one for almost a decade, or like been responsible for one. So I've learned.
Well, not really at all as an actual adult, you know. Like
yeah. Like, I mean, I grew up, you know, cleaning cat litter and taking dogs for walks and stuff, but yeah, not.
Wow.
This is my first time being a midwife. Because our dogs were all spayed too, so
right.
Pregnancy is a whole other bubble, and what happens after pregnancy is a whole nature is just something else.
Complex and interesting thing.
Yeah, I'll spare the details, but there's some. And now we on Sunday we get to take her to the vet to get her butt cleaned or something.
Okay. Anal gland excision.
Yeah, that thing. That thing.
It was I don't know, he says expressed. It's expressed.
I think it's expressed. Like exercise, because you're getting the evil out, and that's why my mind
it is pretty goes evil there. It's we have some pretty terrible anal gland stories that we'll spare y'all.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, those are the best.
Yeah,
but a real short version of one is Stella expressed hers on Christy's head while she was asleep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
that's some real life shit right there.
That was pretty gnarly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Wow, this conversation went south really fast.
All right. Turn Let's get back on track.
You want to ask the first question?
Yes. So how, and anyone can jump in.
I will raise your hand and we'll call on you if you don't mind. So that way it's not copying.
Yes. So in class today, we're going to discuss. So how has life changed since we've all been quarantined? How has it changed for you and your dog? Randall.
Okay. I had to unmute myself. I'm probably an anomaly, but, you know, I work a full-time job in addition to having two side hustles. I am obsessed with working from home and spending 24/7 with my dog. I paid for this life. Shadow, before this, he was like, he had become really independent. He wouldn't really go into the backyard. He didn't want to play. He might have even been a little bit depressed, and I didn't even realize. I thought he was just getting older. He would sleep in the guest room. He stopped sleeping with me, which just broke my heart. And now, I mean, we're just like, he's loving his backyard. He just like sunbathes all day while I work. And he like cuddles with me all night, every night. Like he has slept like weeks fully with me in bed. And I just feel like our bond has like strengthened. And I am like going to be devastated when I have to go back to work. And I feel like he's going to go through such separation anxiety, which I'm kind of worried about. But it's just been so great for us. It's like reminded me of when I first got him, because I wasn't working then and we were just together all the time. And I've just loved it.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Hmm.
Jody, kudos for using the Zoom hand raising feature. That's awesome. So you're up next.
Resident teacher has it figured out. So working from home for me, my husband works from home. So the girls are the girl dogs. We have three kids too that are various genders. But in any case, the dogs are the important ones. They're used to having him home and they kind of have their own routine. And we have totally busted up on that routine.
I bet.
So Luna, like I said, is my shadow, and that's pretty much when I'm here all the time, regardless of time of day, routine, she's my shadow. Georgia, she has gone from chill work at home with dad dog to crazy toddler. She jumps up on the dining room table in the middle of my Zoom lessons with my students and starts stealing pencils, wanting attention. She's really a handful. Like, it's hilarious. She desperately wants to go outside and see whatever's going on. So she like has started to climb up in the windows. And when I say she's like a toddler, she is worse than any toddler I've had. And I have three kids who are past that stage.
She's acting out because mom's home now.
Well, mom's home to Buster and all of her antics. Yes.
Nice. All right. Anyone else before we go to the next question? Okay. Next question is, how have you and your dog found ways
to... Lindsay raised her hand.
Huh?
Lindsay raised her hand.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
Your eyes looked down and now I feel like a bad person.
No. You're not.
No, go ahead. So we were hunting for a new dog like back during Thanksgiving. And I was like on the Georgia English Bulldog Rescue's website like twice a day. And then we finally found him in January. And so we were well ahead of the, I guess, like COVID anticipation. Like I beat all of my friends to adopting a dog because, you know, we had it in the plan and that sort of thing. But it's, we work from home already, but this isolation's given me more of a chance to try to train an older dog. Number one, bulldogs are not easy to train. Nope. And number two, he's an older dog, but I have gotten him to, with a treat on the floor, me not touching it, gotten him to stay and to lay down. And we taught him how to fetch all in this last month because of the whole like close-knit family time goodness. And he is, I don't know who said it earlier, he is totally my shadow. You know, we used to have another bulldog that was, now we can see, totally my husband's dog. And this one is in my lap all the time. So that's
really awesome. Nice. Yeah, it's nice when you, it's fortuitous for some people that, you know, when you, if you've gotten a new dog, that it's like, now you have lots of time with that dog to train them and get them acclimated and all the things that
yeah.
otherwise be kind of challenging with our normal day-to-day lives. Mm-hmm. So next question then is, if you found any interesting ways to pass the time with your dogs, something other than what you might have done before.
More snuggles, right? Am I right?
Nothing. Other than miscarriage maintenance.
Yeah, that's not typical.
What you got, Adele?
So we've been spending a lot of time working on home behavior and long walks. That's also been nice having a dog in this time, as it does force me, because she has to be leashed when I take her out, so I have to go out with her. So it forces me to get up from the computer and go move. And when I'm like, oh, I should call someone, talk to them, we'll just go for an hour long walk. So that's been nice. And I probably wouldn't be doing that on the daily if life was in its normal routine. But I do try to crate her every once in a while so she doesn't get so used to a certain rhythm and then everything changes and she's like, what's wrong with everything now?
I agree with that. We've had to, you know, when we go out to eat down, when I say go out to eat, I mean like to the patio outside to eat, we have to put him in his kennel a little bit, or maybe when we're doing yoga on the floor, put him in the kennel, because he's forgetting how to comfortably be in that space because we're home 24/7. I agree with that statement a lot.
Nice.
All right. So I know we're not really supposed to spend too much time outside of our houses, but have any of you found a nice space to take your dog outside where you can, you know, safely social distance and still have them run around to get some exercise?
Yeah,
Morgan.
Hi. I'm the one that you can always find in the woods. So I've worked from home for 4.5 years. And so that's all that Penny has known. And we go for like a short hike every morning, basically. And so nothing has really changed for us except for the interactions with other people on the trail now. I was on a trail and we were coming around a turn. And so she has a leash, but it's like a very thin little, basically like a string. So, cause she's off leash trained. And so I'll step on it cause it's really long, and I'll step on it if I see anybody and grab it because, you know, I see these people coming up, and then, but then once I did, he was already shaking his head like my dad, who was mad at me, and was like, you know, I don't want to touch your dog. I don't have to touch your dogs. You understand, right? And I was like, well, in my head, I was like, well, then don't. But also, I didn't have time to like grab her leash because I get it. I get like leash rules are a thing. But that's basically the only thing, I guess. Just interactions with people changed. What was the question?
But it's about going outside with the dog and social distancing, and it's,
oh, I go outside every day with this dog because I just have to, otherwise it's constantly all over me all day long. What are we doing? Aren't we outside? What's going on?
Well, we have a yard, so the dogs get, you know, in his fence. So we have that luxury. But for some of you, like I know Kurt and Noemi, you guys live in condos, and Kurt, I think you have the smallest dog here. So I'm sure it's a little different, but like, especially with a bigger dog like Noemi's, are you finding it challenging to find, you know, things you can do outside with your dog, and especially in a city like Los Angeles, and still
maintain? Yeah, so in West Hollywood, can you hear me okay? Because I don't have
the. Great.
Okay. It's very dense in the city, so it's really difficult to take her anywhere. All the parks are closed, all the dog parks are closed, all of the everything is closed. So what I do is I try to give her a nice long walk around the area. And we have to also by law use masks, even though a lot of people don't. But she gets a little antsy. She actually wakes me up when I need to take her out. But it's hard because she does get like, she wants to play and she wants to do things. Right now she's kind of cool and chilling, but, I've noticed her, anxiety in that there's not much to do or a lot of activity that hasn't happened. So I feel bad, but at the same time, you know, it is what it is, but that's the only change.
It's weird. It's interesting that, here, I don't know of any parks or anything that's been actually closed. And I feel like people keep going thinking they might be the only ones there and it'll be fine. But everyone's having that same thought. And so then there's a ton of people there.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people may not know the Runyon Canyon, you know, West Hollywood. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like that's what was happening. So that's why they closed it.
So they closed it. Yeah, that figures. Randall.
Yeah, a lot of dog parks here in Atlanta actually have closed. Brook Run is where we go a lot, and I know they closed. Oakhurst and Decatur was one of the last ones open. Obviously, Fetch had to close a couple weeks ago, more because they were like a non-essential business.
Sure.
And didn't really qualify as much of a park yet, so that's kind of disappointing.
They're about as much of a bar as a park.
Yeah.
But what about like the Beltline? Isn't the Beltline still open? I keep seeing things about...
It is. I mean, I keep seeing people wanting to close it, but yeah.
Lindsay.
Yeah, they have the Beltline open, but over here, we have a huge Oregon park. I've lived right underneath the foot of Kennesaw Mountain. And when the stay-at-home order was first enacted, like in Cobb County locally, like the park was still open because it's a national park. Oregon Park is a little more county based, but you would think I'll go out here and be the only one, and it is more packed than you've ever seen it on a sunny day in the summer because it's the only thing left to do. So when the governor put down the restrictions, then it closed. However, even though it is closed, people have been finding local restaurants that are also closed and parking there and then still walking on the trails and things that surround the mountain with their dogs and that sort of stuff. So yeah, if you think you're the only one out there, it's just awful. It's just.
Yeah. Even in our little community, we are one of the short list of things we love about this place is there's a lot of kind of like, there's a few little trails and there's a lot of like outdoor walking space, but even here, like every time we go out to kind of walk the dogs around, there's people and they've made like a lot of things one way. So you can, you don't have to pass people and you can kind of force some of the distancing, which has been good, but
it helps when people actually adhere to it. But then you have people who just ignore the signs.
There's always the jackass, but even in this tiny community that we're in, it's next to impossible to not, you know, see and be around people.
Yeah. I've noticed it so much more. Like Shadow and I like have our walking routines. We walk 3 times a day, but it's funny. I mean, there are all these dogs and families and people that I've never seen before in my life that are now walking because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And it can be a little challenging because Shadow's very leash reactive. So I do everything in my power. When we see people, we just get out of everybody's way, and he's gotten so much better about it. But there are a lot of people, unfortunately, that aren't adhering to leash laws. And then, you know, just all the families and kids, and it's totally their prerogative, but it's packed in the great outdoors.
Yeah. In our neighborhood in Eastlake, I mean, Catherine keeps looking out the window and going, oh, look, more white people with children and dogs walking down our street.
That you've never seen before in your entire life.
You've never,
where are
never
they coming from?
I don't know. You know, and we live in a neighborhood that was traditionally, you know, really diverse, and now it's becoming more, like I said. There never used to be any kids in this neighborhood, and now there are kids and dogs everywhere. And it's like, wow. So, and Bo's a barker, so he sees someone outside, and he's like, he sees another dog, and he goes crazy at the window.
Hang on, what's happening?
Who's joining us?
We have a new participant.
Hey. Jumping in.
Hey, hey.
Look at that headshot. What's up, buddy?
No, right?
How do
where's
I?
The, where's the headshot of the? Where's the headshot of the dog?
Are you wearing a karate gi? It looks like you're about to do battle.
Hey.
Hey guys, this is Jose.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Nice hidden Mickey on that shirt.
What's that?
Nice hidden Mickey on the shirt. Rocket.
Hey. Yeah, that's from our cruise. I wonder if my dog, let me see what she's up to. I just got done with this workout. I was waiting for my daughter to be done with her class to join you guys, but she's not going to make it.
Adele, you were going to say something about the outside business.
Hey. Yeah, you guys were talking about parks. I took Gerby to Mason Mill Park, you know, like where they do the, yeah. Because they have like the boardwalks and stuff. And there were definitely like people out and about, but it wasn't so crowded that I like you stay on what if the sidewalk's wide enough. But there's a lot of side trails there, and Gergie and I spent 2 hours walking around that area, going up and down like side trails, and it wasn't like so busy that it was concerning, because there was always just enough space to keep, you know, 6 or more feet if you're looking for a less populated Beltline type, you know, park area. But you were talking about the Beltline. They left it open for people to be able to get to essential businesses. But not everybody is using it to get to essential businesses.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because Brittany has Cleo just passed out in her arms right now. She's like massaging her to sleep.
She's out. I was going to say, though, yeah, I've noticed like on our walks, people are still like, you know, trying to pet Cleo and pet dogs, and I'm like, I don't know if we should be doing that.
Oh, she's touching my dog.
Wash your hands first.
Yeah, with whatever's on your hands.
Right?
Yeah, I love being able to just say social distance.
Right, yeah.
Like, I've had like kids, like same thing, run up to Shadow, and he's hit or miss with kids. He loves them or he hates them, so I just always keep him away to be on the safe side. But right now, I'm just like, get your kid away. You're supposed to be social distancing.
I think people are forgetting. I'm seeing that a lot. It's just habit, I guess. You know, like when I see a dog, I want to run up and pet it. And so I'm having to, you know, kind of
a little bit. You're so popular in the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I was like, touch, get your boogers off your hands.
real quick, Jose, sorry, and then Sabine, I want to hear what you got to say. Jose, is your dog nearby? Can you introduce us to your pup? Oh, wait, we're back to the headshot.
Nope. Hold on.
In the karate gi.
The karate.
Or maybe that's jujitsu. I don't know.
We're also stuck by our water bowl, so you could probably hear
the dog's
chugging. The dog's water.
Marcelli, come here. Here she comes. Hey, dog.
Labradoodle.
Oh, hi.
Hey, you're supposed to eat one, not six. Come here.
Fluffy.
You're the one that just
had it. No, I've got one more. There you go, girl. Sit, mama.
Sit.
Okay. Huh? There we go.
Oh.
That's Marcelli, everybody.
Oh,
and, baby.
You guys, she's a Labradoodle, and she's definitely suffering from the social distancing because she loves, she swears every human is hers.
Oh.
So she loves the love, and people always want to pet her, and they always want to say hi, and it becomes a fight. Today on our walk, she almost dragged me, because what made it worse is that this older man, he wanted to give her a treat, and I mean, I kind of, she did this thing where she kind of extended my arm, and it was truly uncomfortable, socially uncomfortable, because this old man was just persistent on wanting to give her this treat, and he succeeded.
Wow.
But she's, you know, she's coping. We've had to give her, so we're walking her at least twice a day, and one of those walks has to be an hour, because she's just,
she's definitely feeling how we're all inside more, and she gets rambunctious. She will bark at the window, hoping her bark will draw humans, squirrels, birds.
Poor baby. Just,
all right, who's got the squeaky?
Yeah, who's got the squeaky? Getting everyone's attention.
Making everybody pay attention.
Sabine, Georgia.
What were you going to say?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, hold that thought.
Oh, my gosh. So close. Okay. She likes to go in Maui's cage and pee on his bed instead of her bed. So I have to watch her. Okay. But what I was going to say is, so as far as going outside, so, you know, all the kids are here. And I guess we have a lot more kids in our neighborhood than I knew of. So every time I go outside, it's like they all come rushing for the dogs, you know? And I don't know how to say no because of kids.
Right.
It's like a attack of the, and my dogs love it. It will just run off with them. So that's kind of where I've been trying to look out the window first to see if they're out, kind of make sure before I go outside and have them running around. And also, like, I'm never in charge of the exercise until now because my boyfriend always did it. But he's working overnight now because of COVID. So I just didn't realize they had so much energy. Like, they'll just run in circles for like an hour, like just chasing each other. What they call it, the zoomies?
Yep.
So oh, yeah. I've been trying to figure out how to get rid of that, but I don't feel like any amount of outside time is working.
No. Stella, even on days that we walk her, she will go in the yard and just run wind sprints. Like, back and forth across the yard as fast as she possibly can. And then she's like,
and then she's fine. She comes in and goes to sleep.
Just what? It's like, I need this to happen to them. Like, calm down.
So when Max gets a frap or like a zoom, you know, he's got these big shoulders right here. But if I put my hand on the back and press his shoulders like down and rub it over and over, that's one of the techniques. If they're zooming at the inappropriate time, you can get them to chill.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
That's going to depend on dog personality. Yeah, you just kind of go right here and down their front arm, and it just kind of like, you know, a little heavy weighted blanket massage there for a second. It tends to be him more often than not.
Yeah, we'll be trying that out. Definitely.
Report back.
Well, that actually brings us.
Is anyone's dog like, can you please go back to work?
I think Georgia wanted the kids gone, like back at school for a while. Like, now she's used to it, but at first, like probably for a solid 3 or 4 days, like she was kind of snippish and standoffish to the kids, and she's not usually like that. Like, they hang on her, they love her, she loves them, but for a couple of days, she was kind of like, what's going on? Why are y'all here so much? Because she was like, it's not quiet here anymore. I need my sleep. She was a little standoffish.
Well, I know to some capacity, at least a lot of us work from home. But I know, like, Jason, you're usually gone a lot with Drama Inc. and stuff. So have you noticed, like, do you feel like Bo can tell that it's your home all the time? Does he think you got laid off or what?
he loves it though. I mean, he one of his issues when we got him 3 years ago was separation anxiety, and we had to break him with that. So, like some of you said, we've just taken to like going out on drives for an hour just so they don't get used to us being here all the time.
Yeah, that's a smart idea actually.
But I used to take him to Drama Inc. at least once a week, and I haven't taken him since. So. But he loves to go there and see all the people, and now there's nobody there. So I don't know if he'd be like, where the hell is everyone? Because he just loves to go see all the students. I don't know. Sabine, have you ever been there when Bo's been there?
I restrain myself from petting him because I don't want to start a whole thing. I'm like, I'll catch him one day in the hallways.
yeah. So.
Sorry.
Yeah, Kurt.
Kurt, I was going to say, and what about, I feel like I know you have you do photography and you have a studio. So do you usually take Tofu with you, or is this like a whole lot of extra Kurt time for her?
Well, I do normally take her with me to the studio. Most people love her at the studio. I have had a couple clients come in that were afraid of dogs. And I was like, come on, my dog's 4 pounds. But they're like,
come on now.
Yeah. But she's been She's been good though. She's had more anxiety with, you know, because I know some of my neighbors and she knows some of my neighbors. And when we go out, when I take her out, she sees them and wants to run up to them. And I have to, you know, restrain her, which is kind of sad to not have, not allow her to do that. But I do every once in a while, before this would leave the house for a few hours at a time. And now I'm not doing it at all. So similar, I try to find a reason to get out of the house sometimes just so she doesn't get so used to it. So like I'll go take out the trash and then just stay outside for an extra 15 minutes and then come back a little bit later.
Just stare at the sky for a while.
Yeah. Or just stand next to the trash can for a while.
So we've heard a couple of really great tips. I know Lindsay mentioned massaging and Jason and Kurt have said, you know, kind of getting out and, you know, just kind of getting away. So they're, you know, when it is time to go back to work, they're not having that separation anxiety. Does anyone have any other tips that they found are working? Anything you like to share that might help with anxiety?
Crate time. I don't know if you guys use crates, but for Marcelli, we still schedule her crate time so that she's, and we've noticed that she'll get overstimulated. She'll get like crate. She'll start barking and play with us. My daughter loves to do hide and seek with her, but we try to schedule between, I would say, noon and four, where she's just in the crate and she'll pass out. She'll just sleep. And that kind of reminds her that there may be days when things get back to normal where we'll pop into the car, go to whatever, the movies or church or some sporting thing. And that way she won't be, because we noticed she was getting pretty rambunctious that we weren't really keeping her schedule once we all were cooped up here. But the moment we got back to putting her back in her crate, she was doing much better, you know?
Yeah, no, I think keeping them on a schedule is probably a really good idea, just because, especially for those who are going to go back out eventually at some point, because if they're used to you being there, like Randall was saying, you know, Shadow's going to be sad when you go back to work.
He's been living his best life lately.
I think that's just to piggyback on that, that's really smart because, again, hopefully soon things will adjust back to maybe hopefully a better version of normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they're going to be left kind of trying to figure it out again. So I think trying to maintain some level of normalcy for them is really smart.
I have noticed, too, that Shadow is so much more exhausted and sleeps longer at night because I realized he's normally sleeping 9 hours a day while I'm at work, and now he's awake, and so I did notice that.
Someone else had something, but I don't know.
You're talking about, like, tips for dogs, so as a new doggy au pair, I have stumbled upon canine enrichment. And so if Gergie's getting very restless, I will get bits of her food and hide them throughout my room. And I'll crate her so she sees that I'm like putting, she's a little close, but she sees that I'm putting on. And then once she picks up, I'll let her free. And she just enjoys sniffing throughout the room looking for the pieces. And my sister-in-law does the same thing with her two dogs. She'll hide bits of food in the yard. And they'll just like get to scour the yard, and it kind of keeps them engaged and focused on something, and they get rewards through the process of it.
Cool.
That's a great idea. Nice. I like it.
Yeah, Randall.
Yeah, there's something else too. If you're local to Atlanta, you might have heard about Peach on a Leash. They're a dog training facility, and they do a Facebook group, and it's 14 days of free dog training, and every day they post a different dog training video. I think they're on day like six. Shadow and I are a little bit behind. We've only done day one and we have not mastered it. But it's totally free to join. You can join it from anywhere in the world. They're really awesome trainers. I've known and worked with them for years through Puppy Pals. And Peach on a Leash is called like 14-day dog training. And it should pop right up on Facebook.
I'm sorry, we're getting a lot of feedback from someone's video.
I think it's Jose. I'm going to mute you, Jose. Sorry.
Yeah, just throw your hand up if you've got something to say, and we'll fix it. But
we're getting some feedback.
We're getting feedback. And then I lost my train of thought. we're thinking about doing like a doggy calisthenics video, like working out from home with your dog. Could you hand me Remington real quick? I'll give you a brief example.
We'll give you a preview.
sorry, buddy.
Especially if you've got a little nugget like this, then
they're good
for arm curls. You got a good bicep workout.
He's about 17 pounds.
Or I don't want to one-hand it, but you could do like tricep extensions if they're smaller.
Squats.
Yeah, we do squats. So
you could bench them.
There's a surprising amount of workout you can do with your dog.
Yeah. So coming soon. Yeah. Lindsay.
I volunteer to help with Max, and we'll do a little restorative yoga.
Oh, I like it. And you could show us the massage technique.
Various positions.
I like it. That's good. Nice. Does anyone have any unique activities they've done with their dog? I have one in mind. I'm going to see if she shares.
So... Georgia and Luna have a yard toy that is nice to use when it's warm. It's connected to the hose and the dogs push on it and the water squirts up. So it is great fun. I think we're using a different format than we were initially. And I don't know how to like share the video here, but I'll put the video in the Facebook Messenger group.
Yeah, send it to us and we'll put it into this video.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. You might have to like do some kind of sound tweaking because my kids are cackling and carrying on in the background, but it's really like, that's really a fun thing for them when it's nice and warm outside. It's been a little cool, but Georgia would fight with the hose literally every day if you let her, and gets all like gruffed and like flustered with the hose. And this is entertainment for hours for her. So I will drop it in the Messenger group. Because it is really awesome.
Yeah, everyone needs to see it. I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the best. It's like a pedal that they push and it shoots water up. And if your dogs love water, I mean, it would keep them entertained. Or if you just have a sprinkler. I mean, our dogs aren't really big on water.
Sprinkler would be fun too. Like, we can't even water the flowers though that we just planted because Georgia tries to attack the hose. And now Luna has picked up on the game. Luna's like, not usually into that kind of stuff on her own, but when Georgia gets to going, of course she does too.
So
now we can't even water the flowers when they're around because they both go berserk and try to eat the hose. But the pedal is great fun, and Georgia is really super smart about timing now. She's gotten really good. I'm gonna have to video again.
Nice. I have sort of a story / advice, whatever, that I want to share. Stella has been sick. She's better now, thank God, but she's been sick for 2 weeks throughout this process. And we usually go to Village Vets in Decatur, but sweet baby Jesus, they're expensive. They're great, but they're pricey. And so I decided to try out Thrive. And they're in Decatur, and they have another location, I think, near Midtown. And so they're doing like kind of like a curbside deal. Like you can pull up and you call and let them know, and someone will come out, take your dog, take them inside, you know, examine them and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, luckily we've got her back on track. She's having some stomach issues, but that's at least one example I've got of, you know, having to deal with an issue in this kind of weird time. And so if something does come up and you need vet attention, I know at least Thrive is a good option mm-hmm. for that. I think most vets are doing something mm-hmm. similar, but that's just my personal experience.
So, yeah, and I'll tell you, with Village Vets, Dr. Finca, who's been our doctor for over 10 years, I just emailed her last week a few questions about Gracie, our senior dog, and she just shot back some advice. Like, I was like, should I bring her in? She's like, no, try this, get some melatonin for her. And you know, just it was really nice to just have that, you know, free advice through email. She seemed very willing to like give it to us. So
that's awesome. Great. And I know they're doing Teladoc now for vet services. I guess before it wasn't regulated, but now they've lifted that and they're allowing vets to do that through FaceTime. So I know that the vet that we get to is doing that.
I actually usually go to Thrive, and Maui had to get neutered. Right. So Thrive pushed back the appointment. I was like, no. I'm getting him neutered on time because Jada's getting older, you know? So I actually went to this veterinarian called Budget Vet, and they were like one-third the cost of Thrive. So just if anybody's on a budget, you know, got laid, I don't know everyone's financial situation, but, you know, weird times, like, I saved money. I was really happy about it, too, and he came out fine.
He got me out. Oh,
yeah, and he recovered fine. They were really helpful and nice. They did the same thing where they're like, call when you're outside, we'll bring them to you type thing. But, yeah.
Another piece of advice, if you order from Chewy, we're a big fan of Chewy. Typically, it's two-day free shipping. It's now extended. So just FYI, they tell you that ahead of time. So it's like 7 to 10 days for shipping now, just with everything going on. So just keep that in mind. You know, always keep dog food stocked. I don't know what we would do with these guys because they're always starving. So, got to keep the food in stock.
So I want to open it up a little bit too, to just kind of general anecdotes and stories and thoughts. If anyone has anything that they have experienced in this crazy situation or whatever that they want to share, then please let us. I'd love to hear it. Not all at once, though.
I'll go first. I'll chime in. Georgia was really sad because her giant 105-pound boyfriend didn't get to come visit as scheduled. My sister's Golden is her favorite play buddy in the whole world, and we had a big visit scheduled, and he was going to come down and visit, and he didn't get to come visit. And George, it's very sad.
No.
I know.
Maybe they can FaceTime. Here's
a 105-pound guy right here.
There you go.
George would love him.
Aww. Don't go pimping out one of Stella's boyfriends. She's jealous.
Bo would love Georgia. Bo loves every human and animal on the planet.
Yeah. A sweet boy.
Georgia, say hi. Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, like, I don't know if you guys, I assume, like me, are on Zoom all the time or on the phone or on FaceTime. You know, I'm talking to my clients constantly. And my senior dog specifically likes to bark. He's gone deaf, I think, for the most part. So he'll just bark, you know, forever. He'll just bark for no reason, you know, forever. So that's an issue because oftentimes he's right now he's asleep, but the only way to make him stop is to go get him and bring him and sit with me with the Zoom. So most people like that, but I'm having to hold the pug while I'm on the Zoom or FaceTime. It's kind of crazy. And then the younger one thinks that me talking to these people is not talking to her or paying attention to her. So she's over here kind of jumping on me, trying to get a treat or do something else. So jealous. I've just found that they want, I think all of them probably want our attention more, but mine are really off the chain when I'm trying to talk to other people, when I'm specifically having meetings and things. So it's kind of, you know, I forgive them, but we're getting used to it. And I've been trying to do different things to try to, you know, get them to not do that. And I do have other places I can go in the house, but I kind of like my spot, you know, so I'm having to move instead of leave. I would never move them, of course, you know, we can't bother them.
Oh,
so I have to move to my another floor or something, you know, to get some peace and quiet. So
I think people are really understanding. I know it's just a strange time and we've got dogs and kids running around, and I think people are really understanding.
No, I mean, you were going to say something.
It's hard to have any type of interaction with you guys with this one on top of me.
Oh.
But maybe 3 weeks ago, I noticed she was having incontinence and she was like peeing all over the place. So I took her to the vet. Mind you, that's when the whole thing was starting with covering your nose and your mouth and all that stuff. So I dropped her off, picked her up and all that stuff. They were so busy, they didn't actually address that. They addressed her skin issue. I'm like, I don't care about the skin right now. But she's been really good. It's just that right now, it's getting her anxiety. Like right now, she just wants to like run around. That's what's happening right now. It's just like, I'm so, she's really excited. And I might have to take her out soon. But it's just pretty much about appreciating how great of companionships are. I mean, like, I don't know how many of you are single, but I'm the only one here. She's been such a great gift for me. And hopefully I'm good to her too, you know? So that's pretty much what I can think of. She's been amazing.
It is probably one of the reasons a lot of the dogs have been fostered out. Yeah. People are like, I'm not doing this alone.
Yeah, they're great companions.
Yes, they are.
Great. Yeah, Randall.
Yeah, on that note of, you know, medical stuff with dogs too, Shadow's actually been having seizures for a couple of weeks now. And they're very, very mild. And it's very possible that he was experiencing them for months before I even noticed. And I had noticed them prior to, you know, the social distancing and everything. But, you know, starting him on medication was challenging because I wanted to be able to monitor if it was actually working and, you know, stuff like that. And he doesn't physically shake severely. His head just twitches. Like, you can't see it. You can only feel it. So I've, like, been able to notice his behaviors and what's leading up to it and try different medication. And he's been seizure-free for 4 weeks now. And I kind of feel like it's a huge blessing. Like, I don't feel like I would have even known that for sure if not for going through this. I would have hoped it was working. But now being with him 24/7, like, I know for sure that he's on the mend, which I really appreciate.
Wow, that's what a great silver lining.
Yeah.
I was starting in the middle of that. Tofu was, like, totally spiking the camera. And so, like, it looks like Tofu's, like, staring at me. It was really cute. Yeah, she was, like, literally.
If I may add something real quick.
Yeah, sure. Please.
One of my main concerns, and Adele, I hope that's not the case, but there's a lot of people that have, just like you said, we need companionship, we wanted to help and all this stuff. I hope that there will be some way for people that have gotten to foster to be able to support the what's coming in the future, and that there won't be that spike of a lot of dogs that will be let go because, okay, now I'm ready to go full time and nobody can take care of my dog kind of thing. So that's my only concern, what's happening with the foster. I'm amazing and I appreciate you, Adele, for doing that. And I hope you get the little baby, you keep him, but you know, that's my only concern, that I would love for people to keep them. And that's it. That's the only thing.
No, I agree completely. But I also think that, you know, even if in the instances where that's not the case, at least these dogs had that window, you know, like that, at least they had, you know, some.
For the time being. Yeah.
Yeah. Something really positive in their lives, which is a blessing for
them.
Thank
you, Adele, for doing that. I appreciate that.
It's been really nice for the shelters, I know, because they've been able to just, like, get a good deep clean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as much as wild as the ride has been. I couldn't imagine her going through what she did in a shelter, to be both sick and having a miscarriage, like, just to have all these help. Like, I'm very glad I was able to foster her. And I fully intend to foster her until adoption, whether that's me or somebody else. I'm not taking her back to the shelter. Like, we'll make it work until somebody, but I don't have much doubt that she'll be hard to adopt either. She's a pretty,
that's great.
Pretty good pup. And like you were saying, I generally live with three people. Two of them are out of town and one of them works all day, every day. And I'm not going to say she's, like, saved my life, 'cause that's a little dramatic, but I've had some rough days, and it's been so nice to just have a dog that wants to cuddle, to have something I can put my attention on to. And I'm a night owl, and it's been so nice having a dog that, like, sleeps in hardcore with me and just waking up in the morning. Even in some mornings when it's harder to get out of bed, and it's just like, you know, usually I get out of bed around 10:30. Definitely by 11. I've definitely pulled during quarantine some sleeping until noon, because it's just like, I don't know. And she'll just, like, stay there, and it's okay. And it's nice to be like, okay. And then eventually it's like, okay, you need to go to the bathroom and get fed, so let's get up now. So it's a nice balance that we've had. And as interesting as the ride has been, I'm very glad I was able to foster and be someone that could help her get through all of her health fun stuff.
And that, no, but it's awesome. And not only for the dog, but in the instances where some of these dogs are going to get returned or whatever, some of them were never fostered. And so now at least there's some experience that, you know, like, someone can say, here's my at-home experience with this dog, which I think will ultimately help in the future adoption process. Now there's at least some reference to what they're like around other dogs outside of the shelter and mm-hmm. their behavior and that kind of thing.
And even interacting with other dogs, maybe, you know, if there were other dogs at the house, they can say, well, you know, they socialized well.
Well, and even Lifeline, when this isn't happening, they have a weekend warrior thing where you can take the dog out, even if you can't commit, because like even a weekend in a home gives them a break, and every little bit that you can do does help. Just taking them for walks, getting to know the dog, and being able to report back and say, like, here's what the habits are here. Yeah, so I'm going to make her, whether I keep her or not, the most adoptable dog ever. We know how to sit. We're working on lay down. She's not picked up ringing the doorbell to go outside, but that's probably better for me. So yeah, it's a great time to focus on stuff like that, especially as like foster parents.
Well, and not to go too deep down this hole, but you talk about the impact she's had on you kind of emotionally. I stopped taking antidepressants after I got Stella, and that's been 3 years, you know, I mean, so, and that's an oddly deeply personal thing to say. And I just realized we're gonna be putting this on YouTube, but, but that people should know that, like, that's true. True. Right? I mean, it brought such a new joy to my life and responsibility or reason to get out of bed. Cause she'll piss in the floor, you know, or whatever. Like it's pretty awesome.
No, yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that's not dramatic at all. Penny has saved my life multiple times, so just saying.
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, I look at Shadow multiple times a day, and I'm like, if it weren't for you, I might not have gotten out of bed, not even necessarily in a depressed way, just in a pure laziness way, because I am, you know, and thanks to him, I mean, I walk at least 2 or 3 miles a day, and, you know, go sit in the backyard with him. Like, even now, just working from home, like, he wants to be outside. Sometimes when it's been hot, I don't want to have the door open. So I just like go and work outside, and it's so nice. And it's something I know I wouldn't do if not for him.
Awesome. Well, does anyone else have anything else they want to share?
Hey, Josh, I'm just wondering if anyone has had the thoughts that I've been having, which is I keep trying to figure out how to make like some funny creative video during this time starring Bo. I haven't really come up with anything clever yet, but has anyone else been thinking about, like, you know, how do I make a funny video?
We should have planned ahead, and we should have done like a TikTok where we put the dog's nose up to the screen, like the brush one.
We could try to do a Zoom picture with all the pets on the
phone. Oh, we're gonna do that.
Hang on. Jose raised his hand. Let's unmute him.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was muted for the right reasons. Like, I think my kid was giving me feedback with his video game. So something I've been wanting to capture on camera is Marcelli has developed. So Marcelli is the youngest. She's our dog, but she's the youngest of four, I guess. So we have three teenagers. And anytime they get on their phones for too long, she will jump on them and push them and bark, like saying, get off your phone.
Oh, wow. With me.
And I want to capture that. I've yet to do it because I just don't. Especially when my daughter gets on her phone, because she's usually the one that's playing with her. My daughter will play hide and go seek with Marcelli. So when Marcelli's like, why aren't you playing with me? Why are you on your phone? She'll jump with two paws and push and like with her nose hit the phone. Wow. And start barking at her like, come on, come on. So that I wish I could capture on camera.
That's pretty
awesome. I'm never heads up about it, and it always gets away from me.
Well, so. I like the idea. Something kind of dog centric in terms of this quarantine situation. So if anyone has something, then even if it's later, like, you know,
shine in,
let us know. We'll make something happen.
That's fun.
I think a great way to sign off is if we can all get our dogs front and center in the screen here, and we'll say goodbye. All right, so that's pretty much the end of it. From there, we kind of have all our doggies in the picture to say goodbye and all that, but that doesn't really translate too well.
You're just going to have to go check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Remember, we're all over social media, so Facebook and Instagram are @HaveDogWillTravelPodcast.
And Twitter is HDWTPodcast.
And YouTube, we need 100 subscribers before we have a fancy URL. But if you search for Have Dog Will Travel podcast on YouTube, you'll find us. So please check out the video and subscribe, because we're gonna be making some more stuff.
Yeah, we are.
All right, that's it. This COVID-19 thing is still a thing. So stay at home as much as you can. Stay safe and healthy. Wash your hands and
hug your dogs.
And hug your dogs. Until then, we'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.